So gestures of peace can come in all shapes and sizes.
A bed-in, as we were talking about earlier, perhaps. An apology. And, you know, we were talking yesterday on the show, a hug can be a gesture of peace.
Sure. Or they can come in the form of bacon. Or so the supporters of a movement called Peace Through Pork believe.
Peace Through Pork? Is this another Homer Simpson thing? Sounds like something he would be the founder of.
Yeah, actually, no, the founder would be Scott Froschauer, but I bet Homer would be a good spokesperson, wouldn't he, Scott?
Bacon.
Yeah. So what's the purpose of Peace Through Pork?
Well, do you eat bacon, Cameron?
I do happen to eat bacon, yes.
So there are a lot of people out there that don't, and there are a lot of really great reasons to not eat bacon. You know, some people, you know, they're afraid of the cholesterol. You know, great reason to not eat bacon. If you've got high cholesterol, great reason to not eat bacon. Some people, maybe hypertension, there's a lot of salt in it. Another great reason not to eat it. I met a woman who had a pig for a pet when she was little, and her parents, you know, made it for dinner one night, completely freaked her out. She can't eat pork anymore. That's another great reason. You know, that was a great reason to not eat bacon. But there's some people who don't eat bacon out of fear and out of superstition and out of tradition. They say, I'm not going to eat bacon because it makes me different than you. You eat bacon, I don't. I'm different than you, not because of an explored, thought-out reason, like, for instance, vegetarians who don't eat animals because they don't like the idea of killing something and eating it. That's a great reason to not eat bacon. But if it's not an explored and thought-out and, you know, explored reason to not eat bacon, then that to me is that's a problem. That's fear. That's superstition.
So when you look at people who are following their religion, Muslims, Jews, and they don't eat bacon as a result, or any pork, are you suggesting that's not a good reason to?
Well, that's fear. That's driven by fear and superstition. That's not. Now, if for instance, and I've met plenty of Jewish people, rabbis, people who've never had pork in their life, and they would say, well, there's a reason why Jews didn't eat bacon, and it's because it was dangerous. Refrigeration techniques weren't up to snuff, and it could be dangerous to eat it. And I said, well, that's great. That's a reason to not have eaten it then. But to say that that's a good reason to not eat it now, that's kind of like the Hatfields and the McCoys. They're, you know, American clans that hated each other, and they forgot why they hated each other. They just kept hating each other. It's like, well, if you don't remember why, then shouldn't you maybe take a look at that and say, well, why don't I eat bacon now?
Because is there something wrong with having faith in the traditions and rules and religions that have been passed down to you or that you've chosen to accept if you've decided to convert to Islam or Judaism?
Absolutely. Traditions and faith are a wonderful thing, but not in order to separate you from other people, to claim that you are different than other people and that if bacon is a cute, funny, tasty little food item. And if you can't get over the fear and superstition of bacon, then how are you going to start addressing the fears and superstitions that really separate us, the problems that really cause the wars, the problems that really cause us to be separate from each other? So when I look at bacon, I look at something that's cute and playful and funny. And if you can't overcome that, and that's a simple, small, goofy thing. If you can't overcome that, then how can you even begin addressing the things that we're willing to kill each other over?
So you're trying to use something sort of tongue-in-cheek to spark debate over a more serious issue. So how do people react when they see you with your Peace Through Pork agenda?
So, well, I would be out on, you know, I've been out on the street just making up bacon. And I grill it up, and what's great is it smells really terrific, so that attracts people in the first place, and people will come over. And what I really focus on is dialogue with individuals. When you kind of get into this situation of, you know, like we're doing right now, it's kind of dangerous to just kind of be spitting out ideas, you know, broadly to a lot of people. When you're talking to someone one-on-one, you can actually address what are their beliefs, and that's what I'm really interested in, is standing face-to-face with someone over a pan of sizzling bacon with some onions in it, so it just smells really, really good. And I'm feeding people, and we're talking about bacon. I've had a gentleman who, you know, several people who are Jewish who've never had pork in their lives, and they'll come over and we'll talk for a little bit, and they'll have some bacon. And one of my favorite situations was a guy who'd never had pork in his life, ate some of the bacon. He's like, oh, that's pretty good. It's not great, but it's pretty good. I said, right. But now when someone asks you, do you eat pork, you say, hey, you know what, I've had it and I'm just not in the mood right now. And saying that is an insanely different statement than, no, I don't eat bacon at all.
But, Scott, there are people who won't eat it. And I'm wondering if really what you're trying to achieve is peace, why would you choose to fry up something that a lot of the people involved in, you know, some of the conflicts in the world can't eat or won't eat? Why wouldn't you, you know, give them some lettuce instead?
Because,
so everyone can participate.
Well, exactly. And like I said, if you've got a reason, for instance, like I said, I've met people who, because of their religious faith, wouldn't eat it. And they've come over and we've spoken, and after speaking, they've decided to try it, and they've decided to actually eat it. And the questions are, what is the motivation? What is the insight to look into yourself and say, why do I not eat bacon? And do I not eat bacon because it's dangerous, or do I not eat bacon because I think that I'm superior to other people by not eating it, by separating people? Because bacon is what keeps us apart. It separates us. It keeps us apart. And if something as simple and funny and playful as bacon can keep us apart, if we can't get over the fear and superstition of bacon, then how can we get over the fear and superstitions of things that really matter? So bacon, for me, becomes that tip of the spear. It becomes the starting point of a dialogue about the things that do separate us.
Well, Scott, I'm sure a lot of people who are listening wish they could participate in the dialogue, because it's certainly an interesting topic to spark discussion. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Scott Froschauer is the man behind The Pig. PeaceThroughPork.com is his website, and we'll put a link to his site on ours, cbc.ca/freestyle.